goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Larry Bloom, and this is the Divorce Hour. First of all, thanks Sam and Janice for holding the fort while I dealt with a gridlock alert day today. I am here. I'm happy. A couple of things I want to start off with. Before the time you next join me when we deal with the New Year's resolution show, the last show of the year, it will be Hanukkah. So happy Hanukkah to all my listeners. Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Festivus for the rest of us. And of course, much more importantly, by next Friday, the days are going to start to get longer. The winter solstice will be upon us on Wednesday and Thursday. Oh, it's thank you for changing. I didn't realize that. I always thought the shortest day of the year was always the 21st, which will be 1 year away from the end of the Mayan calendar. I'm told by my good friend Sam that it is not the end of the world and the Mayans, just the end of their calendar. And then a new 20,000-year cycle will begin. Nostradamus, of course, said it was the end of the world. So what I want to tell everyone out there is that if we truly only have a year left, go out there and have some fun. Enjoy this Christmas and this Hanukkah because it may be the last you ever have. So, you know, don't. And speaking as a divorce attorney, you know, don't say I'm going to wait till next year to get rid of her because by next year it may be over or get rid of him. Correct. So there are a couple of little things I want to talk about today. I miss William Sapphire. Why do I miss William Sapphire? Well, he was a very conservative columnist. He wrote speeches for Nixon. I didn't agree with a word of his politics. But man, the guy knew the English language, and he could craft the English language to such a degree. And why do I say that? Because when I sent my little tweets... I tweet, I blog, I Facebook, I do all those social media things now. And I misuse the word envy. And I said jealousy and envy were essentially the same thing. And they're not. For instance, I am not jealous that John Grisham gave up the law and made a lucrative career out of tangentially dealing with the law. I am envious of that. I am not jealous. The difference between jealousy and envy, and I'll just do it very quickly because I know I'm right up against my first break today, is that jealousy is about fear of losing something you don't have. You have. It's about losing something you have, whereas envy is about wanting something you don't have. So if I offended anybody by my choice of language in promoting today's show, mea culpa. Turns out that even at age 57, you can still learn new things about the English language. We're going to talk about jealousy today, maybe a little bit about envy, but really about jealousy today and how it impacts a relationship. We are not going to talk about, I'll tell you what we're not going to talk about when we come back. I know my last minute is up before the break. Please give us a call here, 877-480-4120. We can talk about anything and everything you like. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
As I'm sitting here, I realize that a good portion of my listenership may never have heard that song before. It's 40 years old. It's from 1971, the group Lobo, the song Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. Now, why would that be the top of my jealousy show? Well, the truth is, I have no guests today. I have my friends in the studio here, but I have no one to play off. So, again, give us a call. It'll be me and you. And if you have a dog named Boo, and when I got one email about someone with a dog named Boo, put that dog on and let him bark. Remember the barking dogs, Jingle Bells? That was fun, too. It's holiday season. I'm going off on a tangent. They have no idea what I'm talking about here. Phone number 877-480-4120. You can email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com, and you can IM us, instant message us at the Talking Alternative Fan Facebook fan page. I know I probably said fan too many times. Jealousy. You know, I was stuck on a plane a couple of weeks ago. I made a trip down to see my dad, and I did not leave from home, so I didn't take a book to read. And I had Men's Health magazine with me, read it cover to cover on the plane. And it was an article about jealousy and how men view things, you know, what they consider the threat and how what they don't consider the threat. And then I did my, you know, typical lawyer research, went on the web, and I Googled jealousy. And I found something different, actually, from Men's Health, and we'll start with that. Five women she hates. So you got a wife, you got a girlfriend, and all of a sudden there are other women in your life. And I really thought it was worthy of comment, and even to start the show up with. Number one woman that your female partner hates, the leggy coworker. The leggy coworker is, you know, the pretty woman who's your secretary or your colleague. I'll give you an example. When I was engaged to be married, way back, I think, when that song I played was popular, way back when, my future wife, my future ex-wife, actually, had met my secretary at the time. And my secretary was about 5'8", drop-dead gorgeous. And at the end of the evening, she said, my lovely soon-to-be ex-wife said, "How come you didn't tell me Susan was so beautiful?" And I said, "Because she types 110 words a minute." And then she says, "But she's so beautiful." And my response was, "But she types 110 words a minute." As beautiful as she was, and she was beautiful, I acknowledge she was beautiful, her role in my life was to type my papers and to type my papers fast. So, you know, were Susan and I friends? Hell, almost 40 years later, Susan and I are probably still friends. But the truth is that, you know, she was never a sexual threat. As beautiful as she was and as handsome as I was those 30 plus years ago, when I, you know, when I had the body of a 20-something as opposed to the body of a 50-something. But still. So what do you do about that? How to ease her fears? Play, show, and tell, they say. Give your wife, your girlfriend, a guided tour of the office. Introduce her to everyone. And then end the tour at your desk, where you will have prominently displayed on your desk the photograph of your mate. This will be a sign to all of those women out there that hands off, he's taken. That is woman number one. Woman number two, the college cohort. You got drunk together for 4 years. You've stayed friends all this time. You know, she's probably the woman that you shared a bed with but didn't have sex with because you were both too drunk to do anything. And she's a woman who knows your past, knows your deep, dark secrets, and knows your sense of humor better than anybody. So, understandably, I guess your mate might want to be may fall into a pattern where she's jealous of that relationship. And according to Men's Health, what do? Paint her as a mascot of those wonderful times gone by, not as a romantic interest. If you did happen to pass out near each other in your past, don't mention it. Just move on to the next thing. What's next? This one I don't buy. This one is the matriarch. This is the woman who's your friend who is trying to gain your mother's approval. I don't get it. While I will tell you that I did have female friends over the course of time who liked my mother's company far better than I liked my mother's company, whom my mother liked, but not as a romantic interest for me. There was no threat. I mean, you know, I had friends that clearly my mother expressed a preference for in my girlfriend's face at the time. But that was my mother. And we love her, and God rest her soul. And when I do next week's show, I will dedicate next week's show to my mom because it will be her birthday. Or it would have been her birthday, as they say. So I'm not even going to go into the matriarch. I don't think that's such a big deal. The Facebook fan. Oh, my God, Facebook. How many women have lost their husbands to, I'm going to extend it more, not even the Facebook, the MySpace, the LinkedIn, all the social media stuff. But the college alumni directory, the high school yearbook, the high school and college reunions. All of a sudden, you're married 20 years, and then you see her. Oh, my God, she's just as beautiful as she was way back when. Why did I give her up? Never really realizing, of course, that most of those times she gave you up. But why did I give her up? And it goes, and you've seen, and you've heard all the stories about how women have lost their husband to women on Facebook. They are the cyber vixens, as they're called. She's worried that you are going to jump at temptation. And what you do to ease her fears is to paint a flag on the digital world. If you invite your spouse, your mate, your girlfriend, your whatever, as to come on Facebook and to see what's actually going on Facebook, and that you're really not talking to anybody. You might exchange a... Now, every woman that I have previously dated on Facebook now only gets contacted about this show, my new blog, my Twitter account, and all my other things to go forward with my marketing. It's all about marketing, kids. The last one. The gym goddess. I'm going to tell you a story about the gym. And I'm going to tell you about trainers. But it doesn't require... It requires a little more time than going into the last minute. I remind everyone about the fan page at Talking Alternative on Facebook. I am me there. Email me at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. I have my little smartphone here, and I can check that immediately. Or call us, 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. You're listening to Talking Alternative, and I am your friend, Larry Bloom.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
It might not be that bad.
Hey Jealousy, the Gin Blossoms. Believe it or not, I played a song from this millennium. Go figure. As all my good friends know, I believe music ended in 1979. Everything after that was garbage. The fifth woman she should be afraid of. She should feel, she does feel jealousy towards. The gym goddess. Well, I got to tell you, when I became single, I said, I got to do something with this body I have. And I hired a trainer. And I said to him, over and over again, you know, I always pictured getting a 25-year-old blonde as a trainer. And all of a sudden, I have a 40-year-old gym drill sergeant. His response was 38. Go figure. And yes, I am a drill sergeant. I have a female friend. I guess she would be considered a coworker, cohort, who said to me, and I quote, I have never had a trainer in my life, male or female, that I didn't have sex with. So I understand how women might be jealous of the gym, of the trainer, the beautiful trainer whose body is sculpted. And, you know, how do you deal with that? First of all, you tell the truth. That trainer with the beautiful body doesn't want anything to do with somebody who is flabby and out of shape as her customer. And that your mate happens to be your choice, someone who is more beautiful than anything else in your eyes. So, what is jealousy? Jealousy is this feeling like all of my attention, all the attention that I got, remember the show's all about me, is going to be lost. And the two types of jealousy, which I'm not going to talk about a great deal, but, you know, automatically come to mind are penis envy, and I don't know anything about penis envy, except, and, well, women feel penis envy. That's one of my readings here. And the other is sibling rivalry. And I would love to tell everyone that I did not feel sibling rivalry. However, as I grew up, my mother, may she rest in peace, would always tell me about the time when my brand new baby brother came along and I was age two, that I tried to throw dressers of drawers on top of the newborn brother. So I understand what that is. But there, you know, jealousy can actually be a good thing. First of all, why can it be a good thing? If your wife, we'll use that as a word, doesn't feel a pinch of jealousy, it usually means she doesn't care. She doesn't think that you're worth worrying about losing. So I'm not going to tell you that a man would say, well, if she doesn't think I'm worth losing, let's show her something. Okay? Maybe there is a little bit of that. But jealousy shows that you're valued. It shows that you're cared about. It shows that you are still a sexual animal. It shows that you count. Now, the problem is, when does it go over the line? You know, there's the abnormal jealousy as opposed to normal jealousy. And was my then fiance, later wife, now ex-wife, should she have been concerned about the beauty of my secretary at the time? She could have been. It was legitimate. And I'm not suggesting to my listenership that she actually went over the deep end and said, you're having an affair with her. Maybe that's because I said, but I think the boss might. And I was not the boss at the time. So, but what I found in my reading, and which is why I wanted to talk about this today, is that women are more threatened. Well, they're threatened by their husband or mate or boyfriend having a sexual relationship with somebody else. What they're much more concerned about is the deep emotional relationship with somebody else. You know, I'm a man in my 50s. We've given our heart. We can always give our heart. We can't always give other parts of ourselves, you know. That's the way it works sometimes. You know, without chemicals anyway. You know, that emotional attachment, that's something that's worried about. And then, you know, I did some more reading and I found this in more and more places that the men, they don't care about the deep emotional relationships. Most of men realize that their wives have deep emotional relationships with their sisters, their girlfriends, almost anybody else but them. And it's the sex thing. And why is it the sex thing? It goes back to the caveman. I'm always, you know, I always like to go back to the caveman. Caveman is a whole bit about adultery, too. I'll tell you a story about that. But the cave woman is pregnant. Caveman says to himself, I sure hope it's mine. He has no way of knowing. Cave woman knows. She's only had sex with Mr. Caveman, not Cave Hunk down the road, just, you know, Mr. Caveman who shaves the cave. She has the cave with him. So the man, it's a whole territorial thing. It's a whole territorial thing. And, you know, as we're going into break, let me tell you the caveman story about the laws on adultery and the laws on support. When the caveman and cavewoman were married and it's discovered that the cave woman had committed adultery, what did they do to the cave woman? They stoned her to death. And I'm not talking about smoking marijuana. They took rocks and they pelted her until she was gone. Now they found out that caveman, different set of facts, caveman is found to have committed adultery. What happens when the neighbors find out that the caveman committed adultery? Hey, buddy, what cave is she in? Okay? So the laws, our laws, I can't believe I'm actually talking about law on December 16th. Our laws traditionally about alimony were that if the woman was guilty of adultery, which in New York was the only way you could get divorced until the 60s, then she would be figuratively stoned to death. She would be declared disqualified in receiving alimony. The man was the wage earner. He didn't need the wife's alimony from the wife. And so that's the way things were set up. Now, we're going to talk some more about jealousy. I'm going to actually look at my notes this time before I come back on. And we are going to talk about maybe steps of overcoming jealousy when we come back. Please, 877-480-4120, larry@divorcedbybloom.com. Instant message at the fan Facebook page at Talking Alternative. And this is Talking Alternative. I am Larry Bloom, and this program is The Divorce Hour.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
What a loss. Freddie Mercury and Queen, that song, Jealousy. I was saying before, and I'm going to say it again, if you're not a little bit jealous, then you may be insulting your partner and thinking that they're not worthy of being jealous over. Obsessive jealousy, that's the bad stuff. And how do we learn about jealousy? Well, unfortunately, we human beings are repeat offenders. We get jealous once, and it gets, you know, your girlfriend, and maybe you were right to get jealous. I'll give an example. Way back before I got married in the very early 80s, I spent a summer on Fire Island, had a girlfriend there. And did she sleep around? Yes, she did. Okay, yes, she did. Did I have a right to be jealous? I did. But, you know, what? And I guess when you're right, it may cure some evils. You may actually, you know, you can pat yourself on the back. I was right to be jealous. She proved untrustworthy. But what does the jealousy really do? Well, in that instance, it killed any chance I would have had to get her back or to get her faithful. And whether I wanted her that, after that or not is another story. But I killed the quality time that we spent together. You know, what am I? I'm a lawyer. I cross-examine people. Cross-examining her about what she's doing. And you know what? Do I think my wife ever cheated on me? No, I don't think my wife ever cheated on me. Did I cross-examine her at times about men in her life? Sure. That's what I did. That was my pattern. Did I do it again when I became single again 3 years ago? I did. And, you know, it all goes back to what are the most important things in a relationship. You know, trust is certainly up there. Do I think it's number one? No, it's number two. Communication is number one. And if you can talk it out, then you'll develop the trust. So they're really hand in hand. So what do we do, ladies and gentlemen? How do we control our jealousy? Well, first of all, you gotta learn from the past. If you screwed it up once, don't do it again. Doc, it hurts when I stop, when I bang my head against the wall. Stop banging your head against the wall. It doesn't, you're not gonna, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You know, first of all, okay, not even on the list here that I have from AskMen.com, how to come overcome jealousy, not even on that list, is find a better partner. Find somebody who is not, who's not craving the attention that can't be satisfied by just you. Pick somebody who's more quality. Pick somebody who wants to be with you. Okay. So learn from the past. Deal with reality. Now, this is a good thing for any relationship. Deal with reality. Don't deal with fantasy. I have been accused, ladies and gentlemen, of carrying on both sides of the conversation where I, you know, my lovely ex-wife would say to me, Walter Ward would say to me something. And then I would say something, and then she wouldn't say anything back, and I would assume she said something else, and then I would react to that, and then I would react to something else that didn't exist. Deal with reality. Part of that is having the conversation. If you suspect, you say, gee, you're spending a lot of time with Sam at the radio station when I'm not here. What up with that? What up with that, huh? You know, and it could be that you've always wanted to do a show, a radio show about needlepoint, and you're just talking to Sam about the possibility of doing such a show because we don't have a needlepoint expert here at Talking Alternative. Respect yourself. Why would she cheat on me? As opposed to, well, I know why she's cheating on me. It's, you know what? I satisfy her emotionally, sexually. We do fun things together. She has absolutely no reason to want somebody else. So while that little bit of healthy jealousy is good, get over it. Now, AskMen.com says that you should get a third party's opinion. As in going to your friend and saying, you know, you think she's fooling around? Oh, God, no. First of all, that colors your friend's view of your girlfriend. It also shows your friend that you are less than Mr. Security. It shows, you know, when I became single, I actually signed up for this newsletter online about dating tips for men. I think the guy's name is David DeAngelis. I get at least an email from him once a week. And he would say, that would be being a wuss. Women don't like wusses. Okay? And that's really what it is. You've got to be secure in yourself. I mean, he talks about being cocky and funny. I say it's about being yourself, being assertive, knowing what you want. And then Ask Men says, set some rules early on. If it bothers you that your wife is going out after work drinking with her all-male office, you say, I can't help it. I know that you don't do anything, but it bothers me. And maybe you might agree to meet her at the bar at some point, or she may say no on occasion. Those are a number of things to do. But what should you do? What's the number one thing? Don't overreact. Don't make demands. Don't yell. Don't scream. Don't get back at her. If you think she's... Don't try to make her jealous. Because that doesn't work. It really doesn't work. Women are far more smarter than men are. They know when you're putting on an act. And they know, and You know, men are so stupid. We would pick the what I call the Claudia Schiffer lookalike as the woman that I'm trying to palm off to my wife that she might be my girlfriend, when my wife would know full well that Claudia Schiffer would have nothing to do with me if I were the last man on the planet and having sex with me was required to continue the human race. Okay? It ain't happening. And just so you know, my wife was also the person who was with me at a party when Heidi Klum was at a party. And I could only think of one thing to say to her, which was sticking out my hand and going, "Heidi Klum? Larry Bloom." Didn't think it was going to work. So I said not a word to her. And it was like I was in camp, at a social in camp, with the boys stayed on one side of the canteen and the girls stayed on the other, and maybe the girls would dance with each other. I was shy. I was too shy to speak to Heidi Klum. Go figure. And this was before Seal. This was as her marriage was falling apart. So, you know, the other thing I thought of saying to her was, I understand you might need some representation. Again, not the right thing to say. So I said nothing. And I was with a bunch of people, including my wife, a couple of friends of ours, and their daughter, who was about 20 at the time, who had no problem going up to Claudia Schiffer and getting her picture taken with her. Not Claudia, Heidi Klum. I keep mixing those two up because I think they're two of the more beautiful women in the world. So we're going to come back in a minute. We're going to come back with our last segment, looking at the clock. My, how time flies when you're having fun. We can talk about this. We can talk about yesterday's article in AM New York about the decline in the marriage rate. 877-480-4120. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here, as always, on Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative. I hate where I'm at. Acting crazy like that. I know that I've been wrong. Something I've been working on, and I don't know what to do. It's changing me, it's killing you. I'd tear out my insides if I could, but I don't know if it'd do me good.
Jealousy by Darren Criss. Catching the theme, everyone? The statistics say that all of the domestic violence that's occurred in marriages and boyfriend-girlfriend relationships are offshoots of the obsessive jealousy that we've been talking about. So it's really important to keep a lid on it, as they say. There are other forms of jealousy that just to go through it a little bit. You know, I've been concentrating on the romantic jealousy. There's something called platonic jealousy. Two girls are best friends. They're both interested in the same guy. Or maybe one's interested in the guy and the other one just isn't. And the one that's interested gets a relationship going. And the other friend becomes jealous because they've lost their best friend. And, you know, when I did the show on Who Gets the Friends, my favorite show of all time, by the way, Who Gets the Friends? Not my best show, but it was the one that I was most passionate about. I experienced some of this jealousy, and I'm going to call it platonic jealousy. My good friend, who I figured he would never take my wife's side against me, decided he would be Switzerland and he would be neutral. And man, did that piss me off. And it pissed me off because I was jealous. Because my whole relationship with that friend changed, and it's still changed. I mean, it's coming back a little because he doesn't talk to her anymore. But, you know, at the time when, you know, she was my friend too, I'm not going to give her up just because you two don't talk to each other. I said, but we hadn't talked to each other for years before we separated. he didn't like that argument. And it does underscore what you have. And I think that one of my closest friends now, someone who described me as his best friend lately, my good friend Andy, that's the way I always phrase it, my good friend Andy, from word one was, what took you so long? Welcome to the club. You're not going to regret it a day. And why? Because he had divorced my ex-wife's best friend. And, you know, when I'm out in public now and people say, how do you know each other? I go, our ex-wives are best friends. That usually brings a chuckle. We are almost up with today's show. Next week, I want to be talking about... Next week is December 23rd. There is no December 30th show. Talking Alternative will be on vacation. And, you know, we're entitled. We've worked hard. We bring entertainment and amusement to you all, and we're entitled to a day off. But next week is my second New Year's resolution show. Last year, you heard me making resolutions over and over and over again because nobody called in, and I didn't ask anybody to call in. Well, this year, I have already asked every 2011 guest to call in. Will they call in? Who knows? They might email in some resolutions. But I'm hoping that you, the listener, will participate. You will give us a call. You'll send me an email. You can do that over the course of the week. You don't have to just do it between 12 and 1 on Fridays Eastern time. I read my emails perpetually. Some might say I carry a crackberry. Isn't that what they called them before the iPhone came out? They called them crackberries. I have a lot of fun things planned for 2012. If you're in Bergen County, New Jersey, please go see Marina Lombardi speak tonight at 7 o'clock at the Bergen Medical Center in Ridgewood. She wrote the book. She was a guest on the show. It's My Divorce 2, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Stay tuned for Tony. Tony always has an interesting show. Tony is in studio today. Very excited to see Tony. And I want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah, because it will start before I join you again. I want to wish everyone a happy winter solstice. Enjoy yourselves. Sing Christmas carols. Sing the Hanukkah song. Maybe we'll even play Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song next week. This is Talking Alternative. You've been listening to The Divorce Hour with me, Larry Bloom. Have a great week, everybody, and listen to Tony. Bye.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please tune in on Mondays at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Tune in as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off right with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there is beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.